You're listening to SBS News.
With another hearing into the sports rorts scandal, another revelation. The former head of Sport Australia, Kate Palmer, gave her reaction when she learned of a colour-coded spreadsheet used to allocate sporting grants to clubs in marginal electorates. The Auditor-General revealed former Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie's office created dozens of versions of a spreadsheet between October 2018 and April 2019 that colour-coded grant applications, according to which political party held the electorate they were from. Ms Palmer told senators on Friday, although she was aware the minister's office had its own assessment process, the first time she saw the colour-coded document was in April 2019, although she could not recall the exact date.
I was at Senate Estimates, preparing for Senate Estimates, when a staff member showed me, and I can't recall what it looked like. I was just surprised when I saw it.
Ms McKenzie's office has been criticised in an audit of the $100 million grants program overseen by Sport Australia for running a parallel assessment of the allocation process and allocating grants to seats held by government. Ms Palmer says she was so surprised by the colour coding that within hours of being shown the spreadsheet, she called for a meeting with Sport Australia Chairman John Wiley and retiring Health Department Secretary Glenys Beecham to discuss the spreadsheet. Ms Palmer says clubs who missed out on funding are justified in being angry, and more clarity around the selection process should be forthcoming.
I think they are justified. However, they the guidelines were very clear about the process, and that, I think, highlights a need for us to be much clearer in our communication around the guidelines.
Ms Beecham told the inquiry she had destroyed all records of that meeting because Friday was her last day as a public servant, meaning she should not have notebooks and other work-related documents as a private citizen after midnight on that day. After the meeting, Sport Australia then provided the spreadsheet to the auditors, who had already begun examining the program. The opposition spokesperson for finance, Katie Gallagher, says more questions are emerging as the inquiry continues.
There are continued matters which we will continue to prosecute through this select committee. It's now been extended by the Senate to the 24th of June. There are a number of hearings coming up where we will explore a number of these issues, including the fact that Sports Australia took advice about how to manage some of the issues around caretaker and the administration of these grants. So it looks, the more we learn, the dodgier it gets, really, and the more involved Senator McKenzie and in that final round consultations with the Prime Minister's office seem to be.
Mr Morrison continues to stress Senator McKenzie had been the decision maker for the grants, not him. Asked by the ABC over whether his staff had worked in tandem with Ms McKenzie's to decide which clubs received funds, Mr Morrison made this denial.
Of course not, because they were the authority for making the decisions. And this is what the Auditor-General found, Michael. I keep stressing this. The Auditor-General found that our contributions to this process didn't sway ultimately decisions one way or the other any more than anything else. He's already commented on that matter very clearly.
Senator McKenzie was forced to quit after she was found to have broken ministerial rules by not declaring potential conflicts of interest relating to gun club memberships. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.